Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a
What is going on, people? What's happening? I'd like to do my show.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, you busted your home, took me a home run. Show me how you do. I wanna just don't declare.
All your love, we will. This is Psychic Jethro. This is Mercury in the retrograde. It means everything communication goes wild, so we put on a radio show to talk to you. It's Psychic's Gone Wild. Call 773-897-6461. Tonight is Thursday night, and it's me and Solo. So those of you tuning in, it is Psychic Jethro and only Psychic Jethro tonight. Back in the old school, that's what I used to do. Tonight, our phenomenal normal Thursday night hostess, Patty Negri, is flying to Texas on a private jet tonight. So, yay, Patty, living the dream. We love you. Have fun and let us all know when she comes back next week. We'll be discussing it. We're talking about passion here tonight. This is Psychic's Gone Wild for those of you tuning in, and we have a topic. So A lot of you call in the 773-897-6461 to get a few minutes of a reading. More importantly, you call in, hopefully, here to find out what's going on in the world of metaphysical with all of the different psychics and mediums and friends we have. We bring you the best of the best. I'm very happy here. I've been running through a little bit of memory lane tonight and going through some names I'm going to mention to some of you regulars that are on here. We have a wonderful psychic hiding in the audience here. So those of you who do know of her, get ready to have some fun. She's out there, and she is psychic, so you have to kind of look around and see. With those of you calling in, we've already got people writing in. No, it isn't Diana. No, that's good. That's really good. That was back in 2012, and Diana only did two shows with us, for those of you who do remember her, and unfortunately, Blog Talk ate those shows, so Diana and her shows both went. But good guess, Tad. You can also go in over here. I'm sorry, Todd. Now you're a Tad. I'm having a night. You have to bear with me. It's a little wild energy we have in this Mercury. What I want to talk to you about is the passion of the stones. Are you a person who's ever utilized and had the fun of using a stone to heal with, or be able to use a stone to protect you? You'll know what I'm talking about. The word passion comes to mind for me whenever I do this. As a rock hound way back as a child, my grandfather was a rock hound and used to do a lot of lapidary work. He was back in the days when they would take a piece and cut it and work with it and take the time and get your Dremel tool out and put the little piece and make your own keychains. And he was the person that really turned this love on for me. It was a very good memory. And those of you know, my family comes from Wyoming. So he would walk his ranch that he owned there, a very nice place. And he would be able to work that energy into what he was also able to begin to work with that. And he would tell me different situations of what he felt with the different stones. Now, those of you know this as a reader, reading the stone. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Do you know there's a male and a female stone? That you're holding your stone, the sex of the stone is there. Now, some of you guys, this may not be your gig, and I love you dearly, but you know, there's so many archives out there of Jethro talking about psychic, medium, tarot. We've done spirituality. We've done the work. Tonight, we're going to talk about those stones. I want to know what your favorite stone is. And don't give me that it's my sun stone and it's what I'm supposed to be carrying, because we all know that your sun sign has only a partial. Your rising and where the moon was, and your moon is also very important. 90% of your body is water, and the moon works with that tide. So obviously, your moon in your chart is very significant. Good example, for years, I know of a friend who used to use a lot of topaz, and she found out that she didn't know why, but she was just attracted to the stone. Long story short, she had a Scorpio moon, and that's why she was having all this intensity. Very intense, loving friend. And I can talk about, Kimberly here. She's a good friend of mine back in Wyoming. We used to wait tables together and worked out. This is not a psychic Kimberly. This is a Kimberly there. And I loved her for her working with the fact that she was always the one teasing me and prodding me. She's like, Jethro, you read in a book. You know, your teacher told you. What has this person told you? And then she would come up with these new formulas. And she taught me the really true part of being a rock hound or a lover of the stone. Put different combinations together. Those of you know, I wear a couple of rings all the time on my hands, and I constantly am an advocate of those. So if you're working in a situation where you're enjoying the work and you're making sure that you're getting everything out there, making sure that they go into another situation for your stones, make sure that you're wanting what you're after. I've had people that stones have not been real lucky, and that does happen. If you've read about the opal or the Pope diamond, there's a lot of stones that have a very good legend. So it's exciting. This is a passion. To me, there's a very good feeling to be able to find your stone. No, you just don't go in and oh my gosh, the jeweler says, here you go. It's a process. It's a lot of it. Those of you who are shoppers know exactly what I'm talking about. You may go to different stores. You may walk in the first store and see, but when you feel that stone and you know it's your stone, Is more than one stone yours? Of course. And what's excellent about it is having that stone. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those. And I have some people that were writing in to me asking me about protection. I got to tell you, there's two very strong. The tiger eye works well. The obsidian works. But the stone, and it's more of a resin. It's a tree resin more than it is. But it's amber. Amber is the stone that takes and lays against your energy. It also takes the negative that is being thrown and transmits it positive for you within your field. You have to, like I say, have it touching your skin, for those of you that are asking about that. And you guys got me going all over here. Here's a love stone, Jethro. I can't believe it. Everybody always says rose quartz is a love stone. I don't feel it's true for me. I agree. Love stone and rose quartz is very unconditional, working with the heart chakra and the female balance. But I'll tell you one that's even more loving, and if you can go it, is a tourmaline. You get a beautiful piece of a green tourmaline, and you know you don't have to go the big intense one. I've had friends that have even bought, you know, the rough, polished of it. Little small piece will go a long way. Also a very excellent stone that really works on this and has been put into a lot of effect is you'll see a lot of times people working with aventurine. And aventurine is that same one. Now, you notice I'm giving you a lot of green heartful stones because you're talking about love. I would have to look at yours and see. Peach selenite. Oh, it's affordable. Yes, it's affordable. You can find it in most metaphysical stores or look it up online. Exactly what it's called. Peach and then selenite is the heart one. Selenite works together. In fact, I have some here at Blue Moon Treasures. If you were interested, get a hold of me. And they're like $2 a stone, or $2.50 a stone, and we would send you a couple of them, and it would just really do the energy. Selenite has all the energies to make it work together. It also has a part of the situation, for those of you who've used those stones, to make it go really a long way. Go to psychicsgonewild.com if you'd like to put in some of your questions here. We always read a few and then answer the phones. No, we don't do a lot of phones like we used to. I know a lot of individuals are used to calling in the shows and having 7 or 8 readings. Labradorite is good too. Crystal of Fate, yes, right. She's very much Labradorite. It's a very good stone, Labradorite. And it also enhances the area. It's the one, Labradorite's good if you're having problems on your computer or you're having problems in a work area, because Labradorite takes that, enhances it, was the rainbow energy of the Labradorite, and breaks it up so that it gives everybody a blessing. So, good example, you're in a computer, you're getting multiple things being sent to your computer. Writing in, Tethra, I have to know what happened to a few of the people that were on here. Every time I turn around, new people are coming and old people are going. What's happening, Jethro? Have you become a crabby old man? Not on your life. What I've become is I've become a helper. And what you guys are going to please understand, you listeners, is Psychics Gone Wild was came from an idea that the guides had given me to start something with other individuals. It never was intended to do what it's become. What Psychics Gone Wild was to do was to be a place to have different people come in, talk different topics, and then they would compliment and we would all be able to go it. Well, long story short, as you know, it became a very good thing, and all of you have made it grow. So what we've done is we've added people, and they took their own night, so you could hear your regulars, because you guys wanted it. And we are looking back, of going back to the old formula. So those of you who are doing this, Patty's flying tonight. She'll be a regular here, and so will Jan Buck Drakey, Gary Wimmer, Dina Flanagan, of course, always will be and always are. But what has happened and what you're seeing is we are looking at a little bit different formats. And that brings me to the phenomenal one that's hiding out in the audience that all of you are been waiting to see who's coming in. I got a lot of you going, Jethro, you're just going crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm just wild. So what's happening is this friend of ours has been hiding, and I talked to her, asked her if favor she'd come in at the last minute here and help talk with me about the word passion. It's the one, the only, and phenomenal Aurora Rose. Those of you remember her for about a year and a half or longer, Aurora was one of our regulars here and has always been family, and we love her. Phenomenal psychic medium gift, very intense reader. If you haven't had a reading by Aurora Rose or had magic work, Aurora does a lot of light work and protection things to help individuals. Get a hold of Aurora, and we'll give you that email and everything to get a hold of her. Aurora, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. It's been up and down and hectic, and Mercury wouldn't let the shows go. Then they have let it go. And tonight I'm here flying solo, and I was so thank you for coming and being our surprise psychic in the wings. We have some people that have wrote you, Aurora, so I hope you don't mind a few emails and maybe a reading or two if you're up for it.
No, that's perfect. I would love to.
I have to ask Aurora Rose this question. It's been bothering me for a long time. It confuses me how people can say they're light workers and then they use magic and they scare people with it. Because I remember when I first read about the magic, people would tell me, now I'm not scared of it and I've got to tease Aurora, because I was the person that called in almost 3.5 years ago and she told me to go ahead and try a few things. I have done those things and now I feel like a better person. I'm the one who was so scared, but now I'm not. Aurora, is it okay to say that I do magic out in public, or does that cause me problems? So far, I'm hiding in the closet doing magic.
I think that's a personal choice. Sometimes you get a lot of people that are going to frown on it just because there is so many people that magic has gotten such a bad stigma. You know, various religions frown on it, you know. Movies have made people frown on it, and it sounds like it's such a negative thing sometimes, but I think that if you want to talk to people about it, I think it's great. Just make sure you put that positive spin on it so that people get that this is not what everybody's made it out to be.
I love that, and I agree so wholeheartedly. You know, Aurora, that's a passion. We have had a little bit of shows on that. We've done with it. Talk to the individuals tonight. We're talking about stones. Is there any stones that you use in your magic to protect you?
Oh, my goodness. I have so many. And you know, there is so many different protective stones out there, and I think that, you know, first of all, you got to go with the stones that call to you, and not necessarily the metaphysical properties they have, even though that's always a good guideline to go by. But if your instincts are telling you to carry a particular stone, maybe there's more that you need than you think you need. Maybe you don't just need protection. Maybe you need love enhancement or something like that. And rose quartz, you know, promotes love, but it also can be protective. And then there's other stones that maybe you need protection, but you need a boost in like your physical body. For a female, moonstone would be perfect for that. So I kind of use my instincts to guide me, but I have so many different favorite stones that I couldn't even make a small list. My favorite right now is sapphire, so I'm not going to lie.
I love that. Now, let's talk about that. I also agree that I have a sapphire. Sapphire is a stone that works with us so well, and with the psychics, it turns, you know, the stronger the blue, the more the purple. Eventually, sapphire takes on its own energy. It was in the breastplate of the high priestess in the day. So we both got a passion here. We're going into it. I've had other people tell me that if you are a Virgo with the stone of it, or you're an earth sign, that the sapphire can also amplify all of the other gifts that you have. It's like an extra conduit. Does that sound?
It does, because I'm a Virgo, and I have to admit that I am like drawn to sapphires like nobody's business. I even when I got my ears pierced, I insisted on sapphire earrings, and you know, it's always been one of my favorite stones. And once I started learning more about the crystals and their metaphysical properties, I'm like, no wonder that's my birthstone, because it's like perfect for me. It's everything that I need to enhance. And so, yeah, it does take on a life of its own. It really does.
Love that. Those of you guys tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Aurora Rose and Jethro. Psychic Jethro here. We're having a little bit of a blast, a lot of a blast. We're talking about the passion of life. One of ours is stones. I know a lot of you have wrote in and asked us a lot of it. Yes, the animals were one of the shows we've done. I want to go back real quickly with you. We found homes for 37 dogs and cats here in Tampa, Florida. I want to thank you guys from Hillsborough County. I want to tease all of you. We love you. And you guys did it. The fans did it. If you see it on Facebook, I had quite a few of you tell me, what could you do? Share it. I don't have all of the answers of everything. I don't know, but I do know that if you share it on those social settings, it did. We found a person that actually was flying in. She did all of her paperwork, everything here, and was able to take the little puppy, went out. He's going to be living in Honduras. And he was I mean, this puppy is going to be living in a mansion now. We laughed. I said he would not have had that experience had it not been for you fans. The friend of mine was not sure she was in Rocky Mountains, and she just shared it. And the lady goes to happen to be a friend of hers on Facebook that had made friends with her. Long story short, she was like, I've got time. She went over, found the puppy. Last one, they were a little bit worried. He was real close because, you know, they do down here, they do have a death row, and you don't ever want them to go to that length of it because their time was running out. So I want to thank all of you guys. And Roy, thank you the most. You were in there on Facebook whipping. There was names being flying all over. Roy was going like working in the kitchen. People were calling me and going, what are you two doing? We were sending out messaging, Twittering. You know, it's such a joy to be really helping. I mean, you know, and now their little truth has come out. When we were talking, Aurora has a passion. She has a rescue at home, too.
Yes, I do. And as a matter of fact, first of all, I've got to say I'm really glad I don't live in Tampa, Florida, because my husband would have came home to a really big surprise, because I fell in love with every single animal you posted, and I would have taken them all. And he'd have been like, honey, could you explain why the house turned into a zoo while I was at work? You know, so I have a rescue, and he is an Australian Shepherd mix. We're not quite sure what he's mixed with, but he is an awesome, awesome dog. I love him to pieces, and he has gotten me through a really, really dark time. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but along with this gift sometimes comes depression and other things, because you're always picking up, like, on other people's emotions and stuff like that. And I think animals kind of help set that off for you. You know, they kind of help absorb that negative off of you and remind you of the joys and the happy things in life.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro and Aurora Rose teasing a lot of you guys who are calling in. Jethro, what do you mean call in? Mercury's messing with my phone. I just got on and I heard Jumpin' Jack. I don't know who he is, but he's not the same psychic show as you are. I want to hear you. Call 773-897-6461. This is a Skype friend who's writing me, who's doing this. So those of you who understand, it gets a little confusing with me. I do. I'm very multiple task. I used to run a restaurant with 18 tables as cashier, waiter, and busboy. I got to be very good. I did it for many years. So I'm in Facebook with some of you writing. I do request that you please, in the room, we will have you get a hold of me and Aurora on Facebook or later, and we'll do the reading for you. If someone is reading you in the room at any time, please let me know, because none of us should be in the room. I had a couple of friends tell me that they had some readings done in my chat room, and they were not accurate, and I want to tease you. It's because it was somebody we didn't know. We're on doing our show. So whoever that little rat was, and he knows who he is, he should not have been doing that in the room, because how can you read a word? If someone's typing you their name and saying their problem, you're suggestively looking. Where if you're actually seeing the aura or hearing them, like me and Aurora do with the voice, or the picture, as we do our reads, you're doing it. So you're busted, and don't be doing it in my room again. Here we go. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro and Aurora. We're going wild. 702, you sound like you've got the white noise there. Are you in a haunted house?
Oh, no, I'm not in a haunted house. I'll hold on that.
Oh, boy. Is this Craig?
My name is Craig. Yeah.
Yay, welcome. Yes, I remember your energy. I've talked to you a couple of times. It's good. Welcome. And what can me and Roy do to help you, Craig?
Yes, I'm in the midst of trying to engage in a career change. I've been going at it since October, and so far I've been striking out. And I just want to know, do you see that changing?
Aurora?
I do. I'm getting a J month, so that's either June or July, because I know it's not as far away as January, thank God. But I think I'm really feeling like it's because you're pursuing things that you don't really want it to do, either that or that you're not necessarily ready for. And I think that, or it's places that, you know, the universe is just trying to keep you from, because I feel like the job that you are going to get is going to be, way better for you and more suited to you. I'm getting a complete career change. Actually, I don't even see you doing the same thing that you've been doing. I don't see you working for the same company. I don't see you doing the same thing or anything. I'm really feeling like you need to really tune into yourself and find out what you're really, really, well, because we've been talking about passion, and I really feel like you need to get in touch with what you want to do. I think that the universe is trying to get you to open up to that. And even though it might be kind of scary and it might be intimidating to jump right out there in a field that, you know, is new to you, but I think that you really need to follow your passion right now. I think that this Mercury retrograde is setting us all up for that, to do the things that we have always been meant to do in our lives.
Okay.
I feel that. I agree. And I feel like there's something here going on a little different with the energy for you that they want. They're telling me that you're going to have something here going a little bit with the energy. And I'm asking the guides why they're showing me this, because they're telling me that you are handling some, a little bit different here that's causing this energy with you. So that's why. And it's like the guys are telling me that, you know, we're all in backwards with the planet right now of Pluto. And they're telling me that this is happening for you a little bit in energy. I know you're going to think I'm totally, you know, been smoking something, and I never have, Craig. But what I'm telling you is the guys are telling me you need to do a little bit of honoring of the water. I feel like you should take a little bit of honey, maybe a little bit of watermelon, go someplace where there's some water and take a little bit of this with you and do a little bit of a positive with her and let that energy go and just work with that energy. Just put a little bit out. Now, you know, and I'm saying like maybe a tablespoon of the honey, leave a little bit of watermelon there on the water and tell her that. Now, I've got people already writing, go, Jethro, no, I'm not saying go out and do a big ceremony. I'm just saying in positive energy, because I feel like you've got some emotion to release. You've got a little bit of stuff happening, and that's why they're not letting you flow and handle what they want, Craig. They're telling me that it'll also will balance your male and female side so that you're able to really get that job, because I feel like that's why it's been so frustrating for you right now, as you're putting in and you're not hearing because of it. And I feel like it's time for you to balance it, and then you will be ripping and tearing. That's what they're telling me.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig, and welcome all of you. Tune in. This is Psychic Jethro at Psychic's Gone Wild. Now, what I was telling him about that is sometimes you will do different energies and put them out for stuff. Yeah, I'm very Christian. I'm not changing my horse of colors. But when light tells you to do something, okay, he's going out and he's putting a little bit of energy in. He's talking with it. He's doing it. They're going to give him that blessing because it's going to balance that together. You don't want to be strengthened out and all cranky when that job comes along, and that's what they were talking. So please don't email me, Jethro, you're talking magic. I'm talking about Essex energy. Supernatural's every day in there. And I will argue with anyone. If you pick up that book, A Burning Bush was not supernatural. They took pairs of animals and put them in the boat and left on an ark. That's not supernatural. The water parted. Come on, don't be on me. We got a lot of people here.
See, that's what I don't get about people. People can feel free to disagree with me if they want. But, you know, I think that if we're going to be open to psychic abilities, then we should be open to other avenues as well. Of supernatural things. And, you know, the Bible is loaded with supernatural, you know, occurrences. And so if we're going to believe in that, then we should believe in doing other things that bring God, or, you know, I say God, but, you know, whatever you believe in, because I believe in people believing in what they feel like. But I'm trying to say this just right, but you know how that goes. But you know what I'm saying, right? Where, you know, do things that get you in touch with your spirituality. And if it bothers you what somebody else needs to do with their spirituality, then maybe you need to get more secure in yours. You know?
I feel that. I feel like that's going with the energy, and it's like I feel like the guides are also telling me that, you know, you've got to be able to go that relationship, and it's what we love about it. I've got a lot of you guys writing, Jethro, you're magical. I do like the fact you do a little bit of different things, and I have to tell you, I listen to your show, and due to you and Dina, I use frankincense and myrrh now to cleanse my area, and it's much better. I'll let you know that I even work in an office where they're allowing me to burn a little bit of the incense in the day before we start the day. My boss likes the smell of it, and things have calmed down. Office gossip has dropped to a minimum, as far as I know. Good news from what you've told me. Thank you. You know, and that's the thing, that's like just what, and what Aurora just said. And that's a passion. 502, would you like to talk to me and Aurora, or do you think we're both losing it?
Hi, I think you're losing it, but that's fine. I like it that way.
Good, come on in and let's lose it together.
All right. Well, I hope you can find something. I mean, I'm going through a life change of to being single, and I don't know, just tell me something.
I see a lot of positive headed your way. It seems kind of dark and scary right now, but I think that even though it's scary doing this single life change, I think this is great for you. I see a lot of emotional healing, a lot of you liking you more. Not that I think you already kind of got a good sense of yourself, but I think you're going to even find more out about yourself that you never knew possible before. And I see, like, traveling. I see all kinds of positive changes coming for you in the next year, in the next couple of months.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I have been going through a lot of emotional healing and things like that, too, and that helps a lot, and because it's been pretty rough the last few years. But I was also wondering if there was any messages from the other side of, I have my parents and my son and my daughter over there.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like that's what I felt like when you first started talking, that I feel like the son and daughter, I feel like, are working on some things there. I feel like they have been trying to instrumentally help you. They're still coming through with you, and I know that they're telling me that there was other situations with you. You're a little bit with your health. Something's been going on with you that you're fighting something.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Like chronic fatigue and thyroid and just exhaustion.
Your kids are helping you. They're telling me that they know that they miss you, but they're going to say that this time you have to be here. They don't want you hurting while they're there. I feel like that they've also really keep noticing that you've had to deal with a lot more strength. And they joke like you had given them that, like you taught them to stand up for themselves, and they're kind of helping you now with how you are, that you have a way about you that makes people feel good.
Oh, that's good news. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Bob. We love you. Thank you for calling Psychic Skull.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Remember to go to PsychicSkullWall.com if you want that prize. We are giving away a couple of pendulums tonight. We have cherry quartz pendulums for those of you who like the cherry quartz. It does work with bringing in that extra passion, the word we're talking about. So if you want a cherry quartz pendulum, woo, don't go with Sarah Cisse at the seashore unless she's selling Cisse's. Make sure that you're going there and you've got that cherry quartz plenum in your mind, and send in at psychicsgonewild.com. We'll give away two prizes tonight. And I want to thank our winner. You made my night. Those of you who knew and listened to the show that won the half an hour reading today, she came and got her reading with Psychic Jethro, Sabrina. And Sabrina, you made my night. You're just always a sweetie. I love you dearly. Happy birthday. It worked out well that her birthday was the night that she won this on Psychic's Gone Wild. So, Aurora, we have a friend wanting to know, why does her husband keep constantly calling her Leo friend? Everyone says there's something going on. I just don't feel there's anything going on. I have heard that my Leo friend does do magic, but why would my husband go and see her to have magic done? If he really wanted to do it, I would do it if he asked me. I've asked him what's going on, and he said that it's really personal and he can't discuss it.
Before you even said, before it was even mentioned about the being really personal, believe it or not, I don't feel like there's anything going on that you need to worry about as far as like unfaithfulness or anything like that. I think there's something from his past that he's trying to let go of, or there's some sort of protection that he's trying to do on you. I feel like he's protecting you from something. But I do see him eventually opening up to you about it. And I think this is something he's afraid to talk to you about for whatever reason. I don't feel like it's anything that you should be concerned about, though. I don't think I do think he is going to her for magic, but I also think he's getting talks from her about something that happened in his past that he's trying to let go of or whatever before he comes to you and talks to you about it. So I wouldn't worry too much because you will end up finding out what it is very soon and you'll be okay. And the only thing you'll be upset about is why he didn't come to you sooner. But I think he'll be able to voice to you why that was.
Ooh. Those of you who keep a track, we're going to be tuning in to hear about this now. You've got all of us intrigued to write. Aurora's back. Jethro, I'm having a great time. This is Ted over here in Wisconsin. I can't believe it. I love her. Tell her that when she predicted my girlfriend, she was right on. The problem is we now are married. So what happens when you marry the reading? Does Aurora give us a reading and find out if this two stay happy together? She always likes to cook, and I've gained weight. Aurora, what have you done to me?
You know, I can't help the cooking thing. I can't make her a bad cook for you. but, you know, every couple is going to go through issues. So, by all means, if you need to talk, get a hold of me on my website. And I'd be happy to help you through the relationship. But, you know, I kind of got a good feeling about this.
Oh, very good. Now you hear that we're hearing some happy endings here. We're writing on there, writing back. We've got to read this other one over here. I have to write and tell you about this. This has got to be one of the emotional parts of my life. Jethro has asked me to write this out, so you guys have to bear with me. I am a friend of his from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I have teased him. Jethro never could swim and never could. I am a gold medal winner. He knows me as the girl who's a little bit top-heavy. Enough said. We have been friends for quite a long time. I'm writing this to let you guys know that I was in a terrible state of being and that my friend Jethro asked me to please call the radio show and talk with Aurora Rose. I told him, is he out of his mind? I knew he was into this, but we had never discussed it. The joke was, you know, we were very good workers, and Jethro was a great manager, and I also in the same business that we worked. What happened after the situation of him asking me really changed my perspective. Unfortunately, my fiance passed away. It had been 2 months into this. I kept thinking about what Jethro said, so I called in and Aurora Rose did a reading for me. What really was amazing was that she was able to tell me everything about Anthony. She knew things that nobody else did over a radio show with my goofy friend who'd always tease me and couldn't help but had trouble swimming. So what we ended up doing is I did an exchange for Jethro and I've marketed his show ever since. He didn't ask me to. I just did it because of this Aurora Rose. Listening in again tonight, Aurora, never stop what you're doing. You're one of the best. Okay. Now you got
You've
me, Kelly. You got
tears
me crying.
Over here.
I mean,
you got tell
me. I'm not supposed to say the name. I would say that my friend who was a great swimmer with the medalist, thank you. Yes, and one of the best bar managers in Laramie, Wyoming. I will add that, too. Even if she was crazy and liked to do things like swim. So we had a big joke about that. Those of you know I drowned, and that really is a little bit more of a tearjerker, but we need to have those out. And, you know, I'm so glad. You know, Kathy, that you did tell your friends. Well, I've got some other friends asking me now. They're saying, Jethro, what happened to your show? For 2 months, I kept trying to get in and in, and I still can't get in. What happens is we're doing this. We're giving away a few readings. Now, think about it. You guys hear us do this, and we will give a few readings, and you get to hear with the others. But what's gone on is we've got so many shows, and we want you to actually get a hold of us. What we found out is me and Aurora and other delightful people would get on, and a lot of you guys would have the readings, and you listen to the other people, and it got to be a little awkward. I had a lot of people writing me and saying, Jethro, you know, over the radio, it's nice to have a little piece, but it isn't going to give us that answer. And so we are renowned, swift, accurate readers. We're very professional. So what we've done is we came up with what a Psychic's Gone Wild is. Wild people talking about topics that you wouldn't exactly talk about in a normal day. You know, we've heard it quite a bit. We've talked about dead people, animals, a lover who's excited, psychic, medium, stones, healing, magic. So these topics. So what we've done is we've done that. So those of you, I do understand, there's a few of you, you know, there is those shows that will give you those ones, but I do caution you, if you're knowing where your reader is, that's what God is out there. You know, get with Aurora now. You're hearing how she is. I do have a person here that wrote, Jethro, I can't believe it. I waited for 2 weeks to get into a reading with you, and then you blew it. You were not in Washington, D.C. when I wanted you there. I'm done with you. I am. Okay. See, and
wow.
This is the problem. Yeah, but I apologize to her, and I do understand that, but I have to go my mission, and right now I'm in Tampa. I am up in Washington, D.C. for sometimes 7 days to even longer. So, you know, it is a work within a place. I'm only one man. I would love to be able to be in multiple cities, but I haven't learned to manifest that yet, and I kind of like staying in all one piece. I have to ask you, Jethro, please ask Aurora Rose tonight. My grandmother used to make a wonderful southern recipe. It was a cobbler that they called it with many fruits. The magic part was every time we ate it, good things happened in our family. Thus, my sister was having problems with her child. He was having some speech impediments. I'm not saying it cured the child, but I am saying that it did do a lot of work. We, for years, looked for this recipe after my grandmother was gone. None of us have ever been able to find it. Does she know what I'm talking about, or is this just something my family made up to make us all feel better about this cobbler?
What it is your it is real. But what it is she added certain ingredients when she made it. And when she would add those ingredients, she would fully believe that by adding those specific ingredients, like, for instance, honey and vanilla, bring about good, positive energy and love. And I would have to believe that those would have been two of the major ingredients that she added, cinnamon or vanilla straight from the pot is even stronger. There's other things that she could have added, and when she added these, she added them completely with the intent of bringing good and positive things into your all's life. So it's not just the baking that made the difference. It wasn't just the cobbler. It was literally the love and the intent she put into it when she made it.
I love that. For those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro and Aurora, and we're having a wonderful Thursday afternoon. How about the phone? 856, how are you doing?
Hey, Jethro, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, Laura, good to talk to you. How have you been?
Well, I lost my job today, so I'm hoping you can tell me when you see me getting another job.
My goodness, Laura. Better stuff's yet to come. I feel a little bit of energy of, you know, it's always there, but now that's done, you can better stuff coming for you. I do feel this. I don't feel you're going to be out of work long. Help me, Laura, here. What are we getting for our lovely Laura?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't see you being out of work for more than 2 or 3 weeks, and even though this seems like a negative thing, I don't see it being a negative thing at all. I see it being something that's going to turn into something very positive. I feel your next job, I feel like your current job, there was a lot of silly office politics going on, and like you had to fit into these certain cliques or you were
yeah.
always at risk of losing your job.
Yeah,
and
it was crazy. Right, you're right on, Aurora, that's great.
And I think at your next job, you're going to be able to relax more and not feel like you're always having to fit into some category or some stupid group thing in order to be able to do your job. Your job's going to be based on your job, not who your friends are.
That's what I want. It was just, I've been there 3 months. And there's been nothing, no direction. It's been like quicksand.
Mm-mm.
And you're right. It was very cliquish. So I just, I don't know. I'm wondering, do you think it's going to be close by the job? Because I applied for a permanent position in the Philadelphia area. I wonder if that you're picking up on that.
I feel it within 30 miles of your home. So it may be a little bit of a drive, but not too awful bad.
Yeah.
You think it's a contract or a permanent job?
That I'm not getting for absolute certain. Even if it's a contract, though, I see it being a very long-term contract.
Okay, great.
So if it is a contract, which I don't really think it is, it's going to last for at least, I can see at least 2 years of the next job you're going to be at.
Great. Thank you. And probably within the next month or two, you think, I'll get that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you, Laura. We're going to keep the prayers. Yes, so definitely keep us in there. We'll keep the going for you. We want you out there happy. Go to psychicsgunwall.com. Maybe you'll be the one to win one of those cherry quartz pendulum, and it'll go with your new job. It'd be very positive. New beginnings, a new romance.
Okay, thank you. Hey, wait.
Thank you.
Catherine, what about turquoise? What about turquoise?
Oh, it's a good one. Now, it's a magical stone. It doesn't only do protection with it, but it has to be a different person. You have to be able to resonate with turquoise. I know of people that turquoise can go with the energy. If you feel good, and I'm going to have people write me already, and you are a strong person, it can. But if you're someone that's a little emotional, turquoise can be have a little bit of a push, and if you're not ready for it. But yes, it's a good one.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. We love you. Good night. Those of you tuning in, Psychics Gone Wild has went wilder. We're having a lot of energy tonight with that Mercury, that old planet going back in the way it goes back, messing with your communication, just me giving you Jack. It's like I got other friends telling me, Jethro, I love your show. You make me laugh, but there's something really strange going on. Every time I listen to your show, my dog begins to have problems. He starts to run around on the floor, and then he finally ends up laying over on his side. Now, mind you, I have an English bulldog. This is a very odd sensation. He only does it on your show. Explain yourself. Your dog's got good taste, and we make him so delirious he goes and lays on his side afterwards. You got me. I don't know, Aurora. What do we tell him?
I think that it's because dogs pick up on psychic energy like really, really strong. And so do other animals. I really believe that 100%. And there are certain animals that just naturally tune into certain people. And, you know, I think that maybe that's why he can feel you all the way through the radio.
I love that. And that's, you know, and I got to tease you guys. I've had people tell me everything from stop laughing, I'm scaring their kids, to now I'm making their dog giggle. I love it. I love the show and I love being silly. That's what Wild's about. And with a name like Jethro, I've had to learn to take it with a grain of salt. I have a lot of you writing me, and speaking of a grain of salt, this is something that we're going to talk about a little bit. We've got Rora here, and we had her do a drive-by run-in for us. Rora, everyone knows that you use salt to cleanse things, yet salt also can be something that can be put around things to protect things. Now they're telling us that you take a little bit of salt and put it into a flannel bag and carry it with you, and it can only be a protection because of it being used in circles. It also can be a very good amplifier. Do you believe this, or is this a false thing that has been put out to sell salt?
Actually, no, it's true. Salt can be used for a lot of things. In fact, you can add certain colors to salt and amplify whatever particular aspect of salt you're trying to get. If you do some research on salt, you'll actually find that it's got so many different properties that I couldn't even begin to list them all on here. The same thing goes with lots of different herbs. You know, people automatically assume sage only is good for protection. That's not necessarily true. Sage is great for protection, but it's got other properties too. It even can help in love magic. I think, don't quote me on this, but I think it can even be used in fertility spells. So a lot of the things that people think only have one purpose actually have multiple.
Whoa. And I want you guys that are tuning in tonight to get, if you got a chance to pick up the newest, latest book that's out there doing the craze, you guys, it's going to be in Barnes & Noble here in a couple of days, but it's already out on the computers. And those of you can pick it up, you can order it from Times Square Press, or you can get it from Lulu on the computer if you want to type it in. It's Volume 1, Lightworkers World Elite. And there's 300 psychics, mediums, and lightworkers you can fully trust. Encyclopedia of Lightworkers at Amazon.com for those of you who want to buy your book through Amazon. or like I said, at lulu.com. You know, this is our phenomenal American Federation certified gentleman who did this because he does this to help. He does it to put in. You're going to get surprised by the names you find. One of them is Aurora Rose. The other one is Jethro Smith, because we've worked hard and put our times out there. So where we rank and where we go is where you put us as the fans and the listeners writing in and letting them know real, honest people. This is a real accurate, and we're in that book. It just hit. Actually, it came out 3 hours ago, and I was told by other friends here that it's very good. Those of you who are buying the catalog and the calendar, I love you guys because I love it. The one said, Jethro, there is no catalog, but you're in the calendar. And if you look up July, it is me. They're not lying. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, wow.
That is too
so
cool.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, and I want to go, oh, my gosh. So if you're, you know, needing something to scare those kids or freak out those neighbors, get that calendar and, you know, and flip up July whenever they're bad, threaten them with that look of Jethro. That actually has taken in Maui. And, you know, I'm going to promote them, and I would like to ask all of you guys to put in for Aurora Rose to be on that calendar. Aurora Rose works very hard, and so we've got 2016 calendar coming up. You know, it's there. You're welcome. And what I love for all of you that are writing and going, Jethro, there's a lot of individuals rated number 20 in the United States of America, Dina Flanagan, and one is Patty Negri. Two, medium, Patty Negri. In the top three, Patty Negri. In the entertainer of psychic world, Psychic Jethro. Hey, I'm there. And Patty Negri. Oh, my loving. And we got Kim Wilson for it, a friend of ours, Kim Ward, all of you know of. So those of you tuning in, this is where we get the wildness. And it was you guys that put us there. Medium top in the world. On the top 20, 295, we've got Aurora Rose. So other you guys tuning in, you got to check that out. You know, and I know why. Aurora, you know, and I had someone ask me, they said, Jethro, what happened? Aurora, can we tell me? Aurora took a little time off. It's not personal, we're just going to say, but that's the only thing that happened. You listeners still love her. You can still put in. I had someone ask me, they were worried about finding people. So we found Aurora, and you can definitely put in. I encourage you to put in the psychic and the people you want. And you guys did it for us. It's at New York Gate at AOL.com. That's newyork@gate, G-A-T-E, at AOL.com. Please put in. You know, I've had friends tell me, Jethro, there's different times that starts again, so we'll just be going with it. So, you know, those of you putting that in, don't worry. You know, what we like and what we really have there is to do it. Pick up the book, you know, the Elite. And we want to thank you, Maximilian. You're a phenomenal gentleman. He does this out of the kindness of his heart because he believes that there are those of us out there real. If you've read his Psychic Mediums of 2015, he does not have any part of the voting or anything with it. If he could vote, I want to tell you guys, and this is where I feel very proud, four of the names, Jan Bach, Drakey, Psychic's Gone Wild, Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, and Dina Flanagan, all are people he would vote for if he could. So he does put us in there again. So we want to thank you, Maximilian. Psyche's Gone Wild wants to thank you as the number four Psyche's Gone Wild show on their site. We were 1-2. We've been up there a couple of times. Got some other people getting a little frisky. We've got to get in there and like maybe hurt them a little bit. No, just kidding. We got to get in here and start doing more work. Jethro's been working very hard, but we've got that. We want to thank all of you fans. Aurora Rose, I can't believe it. I went listen to the show, and you sound just as much as fantastic as you did. I did see the pictures of you on Facebook. I can't believe it. You're looking really good. I know you're married, but just to have know that someone has a crush on you in Texas, if you ever need to be rich, remember there's money in Texas. Oh, okay. We've got an admirer of Aurora's.
Wow. That is like so flattering. I don't even know what to say to that. Thank you.
This is Casey from over here, and he's writing in telling everyone that how much he thinks Aurora is attractive, and that's good. That's what we love you guys. Those are the fans. We're going to grab a hold of another phone here. Don't get angry with that song with me, darling, if we fail to pick up your phone. 856, how are we doing? It's 856, how are you? Uh-oh. 856 is not there. We scared them away, but they're being very quiet. It's okay. You can be a mystery. No one's going to hurt you. We love it. This is Jethro and Aurora Rose being wilder than ever. I hope you guys are too. 7-1. Okay. Mercury got a hold of them. We have a name here. Now, I know you've got to be real. How about James? Are you real?
Hi, I'm real.
Yay, because these other ones are just not wanting to talk. They're being Mattel people, Ken and Barbie friends. I'm tired of it. I'm glad you called in, Jay. This is Jessica being wild with his wonderful friend Aurora Rose. Are you ready to be wild?
Oh, I need something.
You called the right show. We got a little everything in this crazy show. What? I feel like there's some energy with you that's blocking you or something's going on. You need some amber. Amber, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, pulls out the stuff and it pulls and makes it positive. There's something going on here with you. Talk to me a little bit.
Oh, well, that's why I'm calling in. I spent about 6 weeks, and I just have no energy at all. And I'm not sure why. I went to the doctor, had blood work done. I don't think I'm sick that way. And I just don't know what to do. I thought, well, maybe I'll just, you know, be gentle with myself and this will pass, that it's an energy thing. But I'm still stuck in this. Frustrating.
Sorry to just kind of take over here, but I am feeling everything like you're feeling right now, like literally. and I can tell you right now that I have actually experienced it, and it's something I battle all the time. I think, first of all, that you're an empath, and a lot of empaths deal with this particular problem. It's not quite depression, but at the same time, it resembles it. And what I mean is a lot of times you're picking up on other people's emotions that you almost become psychically drained. And when it does, it causes an actual physical reaction. And a lot of times you'll feel, do you have issues where you'll sometimes wake up one morning and it feels like you were in like a car accident the day before and like you're hurting all over and achy like you would if you, you know, were beat up with a baseball bat the day before?
Well, it's like it's inflammation that's moving through my body. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Well, the reason I put it like this is because there will be days where I feel like I was running a marathon or something like that, and it is inflammation. But, it, you know, I have that achiness like I would if not the day I was injured, but, like, you know how you get that soreness? It's like that, and it's inflammation. And it's actually not usually caught, even though you're feeling it physically. It's not because there's anything actually wrong with you physically. It's caused from almost like a where you're taking on too much, mm-hmm. whether you mean to or not. I don't, Jethro. I am so sorry if I am not explaining this right. I think you need to take some time for yourself though, and really try to do some. Like meditation type healing, and maybe get some Reiki or something like that done.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing a lot of journaling and doing, I do EFT on myself and been doing things like that too.
Good.
And I've really cut back on what I do.
Good.
It's about 6 weeks ago, I went to this event and there was, they did, I went with somebody who didn't know well, and they did drumming and stuff there. And since that date, I have not felt well.
Oh, that's what I'm telling you. And I do feel what we were saying here. Quickly, make sure you get in to a place with salt. If you can't do a water, like salt water of a thing, do Epsom salt at home. Do a bath in it. That's what she's saying. And you need some time to yourself. The red of your energy is doing that. And that's not good. There's sometimes that those can do that. So, Jane, that's what I feel. I feel like you've got they're going to cut us off in 60 seconds, Jane, but do an Epsom salt bath or get to the beach, do some salt water, completely submerge as much as you can in that salt water because your energy needs to clear off what she said and take some time off.
Okay.
Okay. It's an energy cleanse.
Yeah.
It's how you do the salt cleanse. It's just going to keep reversing your cycle. We love you. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We want to welcome everybody that came in. Thank you. Thank you, Aurora Rose, for being here. Everybody, welcome. Patty
Nick
will be back for Thursday. You rock. Those of you who didn't get in, we love you. Still get a hold of us. We'll do some more readings. We'll be here when we're here, and we'll be here some more tomorrow night, Friday. Kimberly Hyde's going to show you what it's wild about. Hang in for it. Take care. Love you.